Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So let's talk about a guide to infertility. This is a tough issue for people. You know, I haven't treated a lot of infertility in my, you know, career as a doctor. But I have friends, I have family members, even we talk with Life Extension members that deal with infertility, and it's tough. It can destroy relationships. I'm glad that I have a guest on today that has tackled this issue and made it easy for people to understand. And so I'm glad that we're able to talk about this. You know, infertility itself can be on the female side. It could be an ovulation issue. It could be hormonal issue. With the men, as you know, it could be the sperm issue. But I think what we've been missing is just some real straightforward talk about infertility. And who better to write it than people who have gone through this? So my guest today is Michelle Miller. And with her husband, Chris, she set out to encourage and inform others on the difficult journey in their new book, Where Have All the Storks Gone? A His and Hers Guide to Infertility. Michelle, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much.
Why don't we just, I love to hear people's stories, and I know my listeners do too. So Michelle, if you wouldn't mind, would you share with us what you and Chris experienced with infertility?
Absolutely. We started out, you know, getting ready to start a family, got nudged Chris a little bit to agree to start trying for a baby, and of course had no clue that we might have difficulty. We actually made a bet of how long it would take us to get pregnant, and I took 8 months and he took 2 months, and we were both very, very wrong. And we were young. We were in our late 20s, and you know, no known issues. And the months ticked by, and nothing happened. So at about a year, we started seeking some professional help from a fertility expert here in Austin, and went down the path, kind of the traditional path of trying some fertility drugs, trying acupuncture, trying, everything that we could, the easy tests, all of those things. We were, you know, labeled with basically an undiagnosed, infertility, unexplained infertility, and remained so until the day we had our daughter. And so we will never know why we couldn't get pregnant, but we were finally lucky enough to get pregnant with our daughter Sydney after our second in vitro try. So
awesome! Congratulations!
Thank you. So that was the 4-year roller coaster of infertility for us.
Well, let me ask you something. So there was no. As a matter of fact, I'll say what you said. You said there were no known issues with you or Chris. So what are some of the known issues that infertility doctors first look at, when you make that first appointment?
Sure. Yeah. There are several tests that they typically do right up front. So for a woman, obviously, they want to make sure you're ovulating. If you can check that off, then they want to make sure your hormone levels are at the right levels to be able to sustain a pregnancy. And if they check that off, then sometimes the next test is, checking to see if there's endometriosis or something causing a problem in basically that embryo implanting. And so, very often they'll do a laparoscopy and just check to make sure everything's fine there. And so, there's maybe 3 or 4 or 5 tests for women that are relatively easy, relatively quick.
And you went through all those tests, right? And it came back,
absolutely,
negative for you. And
right.
And Chris went through his own testing, right? And that came back
exactly
negative for him.
Yep. So they'll do a sperm test and make sure everything is okay there. They'll do they'll check the anatomy as well to make sure there's nothing, preventing,
right,
if the sperm test comes back positive, preventing, the right things from happening. So you know, you can kind of check those off within a 1 to 2 month period.
So let me ask you a question, Michelle. So you're going through, so you're finally seeing the specialist, right? So you're going through all these tests, and in a way, it's good news, right, that there's no problems.
Right.
But in a weird way, did that also maybe make it worse because there were no problems to find to fix?
Absolutely. And that's one of the comments in the book we made. You know, we did there's an HSG test where they put the dye in your fallopian tubes to make sure, you know, everything. And I kind of wanted there's something to be wrong there so that I knew, you know,
I understand that it was something fixable. Yeah, no, I get that, and so that must have been in. It's good. It's kind of like okay, good. Whew, nothing's wrong, but nothing's wrong type situation.
Absolutely.
Let me. What about family history? Did they go into that at all? Is there anybody in your family that had infertility, and is that common for people to have infertility and have someone in their family with the same issues?
I don't know how common, you know, I don't think that there are very many factors of infertility that we know of today that are, you know, genetic in nature. We did go ahead and do some genetic testing after we got really far down the path, but had no luck with some of the fertility treatments, just to make sure that, you know, to knock that out of the realm of possibility. It's less common, so it's not something that they usually test up front. And again, nothing came back there. No history with, you know, with my family or his family having, you know, recurring miscarriages, right, or any types of issues. So I don't know how common it is, but you know, you can do some genetic testing just to make sure. And we do have some friends, right, who had gone through that, and there was a very specific reason that they couldn't get pregnant and had to do in vitro in order to make sure that, you know, something that they had coming down their line of genetics wouldn't be passed on to their children.
Yeah. So in your research for your book, again, the book is Where Have All the Storks Gone? A His and Hers Guide to Infertility. When you were researching this, Michelle, did you find that infertility rates and cases are increasing in this country or not?
It's really funny because the statistics are vary depending on what you read, and it seems as if many research studies are saying that they are not increasing, although it sure seems like they are. And so I'm not sure if that's just what we're talking about anymore.
I kind of agree with you, Michelle, because it seems like, and I hate to do that as a doctor, because at the end of the day, I need to be objective about things. It's at least to some degree, right? But I got to tell you, it feels like there's more and more stories of infertility, more and more people having issues with this. And I'm not sure why that is, but I agree with you that it does seem like it, even if the stats aren't, you know, showing that to be true. What about, so let's, we only have maybe a couple minutes left here. What's some of the best advice you could give to some listeners who might be going through some of the stuff you went through?
Number one is do what's right for you, you know, but make a plan with your significant other that, you know, that helps you down the path. I think that really helped us. We knew exactly what we planned to do, how many fertility treatments we planned to try, and you know, and so we were on the same page, and that really helped. And then find a really, really great fertility doctor and, you know, talk to other people who might have experienced it, or get online or get on Twitter or Facebook or however you communicate, you know, with people that that can help you find someone who can be your team and be behind you and listen and do the things that, you know, that you're comfortable with. And,
right. Well, and we're going to have to leave it there, Michelle. I want to make sure, is there a website that we can send my listeners to check out your book?
Absolutely. It's www.storkparenting.com.
Awesome. Great work. I'm really glad you wrote this, and I'm going to encourage my listeners to check it out. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.